Let's see, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation and the patient name, Shine Briesmeister, CHEYENNEBRASMEISTER. Date of birth 12/14/1994. Date of appointment August 14, 2023. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago. NICHOLESANTIAGOFNP. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Shine Briesmeister today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 28-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a stroke in 2019 due to birth control pills. She was in St. Peter Hospital. She received TPA. Left side was weak and numb at that time. Workup was negative. She went to the Sunnyview Hospital for rehab. Still had some left-sided weakness. 2 weeks ago, had in couple episode with seizure with left-sided numbness. She went to the Albany Medical Center where workup was negative. They diagnosed as a complicated migraine. On that day, she was resting and she started feeling dizzy, started shaking with loss of consciousness. Shaking whole body 10 to 15 minutes, no tongue biting, no incontinence, postictal confusion was present. She was taken to the Albany Medical Center. CT of the head and MRI of the brain was negative. Blood workup was done. She has a history of migraine since age 10 years. Last migraine was 2 weeks ago. It started from behind the eyes, usually one migraine a month, usually during menstrual period with photophobia. Headache is throbbing, pulsating, no nausea, no vomiting, no phonophobia. She was on aspirin and stopped taking 3 years ago. We'll go and see cardiologist for further workup. She did not have migraine on that day. Past medical history. History of stroke, myalgia, past surgical history, C-section, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy. Please write in the past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis, gastroparesis, allergy to augmentin, Plavix, erythromycin, medication, Zyrtec. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks alcohol rarely. She's self-employed. She's married with a husband, have one kid. family history, mother alive, headache and seizure, father alive, rheumatoid arthritis, one sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had lightheadedness. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart. S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, except left hand grip is 4-5, left lower extremity 4.5-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, no ataxia, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 28-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, history of stroke with left-sided weakness. Number 3, rule out epilepsy. Number 4, migraine. Next paragraph, her current even probably suggestive of TIA, but complicated migraine and syncope versus seizure are also possibilities. At this time, I would like to order the EEG. MRI of the brain already done, which is negative. I advised her to start taking aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.